Late last month, St. George residents Mark and Jerry Jorgensen went on a cruise to Asia. But things didn't quite turn out as planned. After being quarantined on the ship for nearly 2 weeks, Jerry contracted coronavirus and is now being treated in Japan. Mark is back in the U.S., but is in quarantine for another 14 days at the Travis Air Force Base in California. He joined KUER's Caroline Ballard from his rooms there to tell their story.
No one had ever heard of a coronavirus before this happened. We got off and went to Hong Kong on Chinese New Year, on Lunar New Year. That was amazing. And Vietnam and Taiwan and Okinawa. And I guess Okinawa was the first time we saw any sign that there might be something wrong, because we had a real long line, real long wait to get on shore, 3 or 4 hours. And that was the last stop. We had 2 days at sea to get back to Tokyo. And when we got back there and we went to dinner, and the captain came on and said that there was a passenger who had disembarked at Hong Kong, and a few days later he was diagnosed with the virus, said that the Japanese Ministry of Health was going to keep us an extra 24 hours to screen everyone. The next day they were coming to everyone's door and screening, and that night we went to dinner, and the captain announced that they had discovered 10 more cases of coronavirus and that the ship would be now quarantined for 14 days. I don't know if you've ever been in a cruise ship dining room, but they're loud, active places, and that place just stopped and could hear a pin drop.
What was that like to hear that and to know that you were going to be in a very small room for 2 weeks?
It was kind of sucked all the fun out of it, that's for sure. We thought, oh, okay, it's not convenient, but extended vacation, that's fine, whatever. But no, now we're stuck in that room, and they would be delivering meals, and we couldn't leave. And yeah, that was challenging. Wednesday the 12th, they called me and said, we want to come test you. And I said, oh? He says, well, yes, we consider you high risk because you had a transplant. I had 2 kidney transplants. So I came and did a throat swab and left and thought nothing of it. We felt fine. There was nothing wrong. And the night of the 13th, my wife started getting a little bit of a high fever. And we said, well, let's see if it goes away in the morning. And the next morning, it still had not gone away. But she wasn't feeling that ill, and we just didn't know what to do. Should we call in? Should we not? And pretty soon that was answered for us, because they called us and said, we'll be your room in just a minute. And they showed up, and I opened the door, and they handed me a paper that said, okay, based on your test results, you will be removed from the ship and taken to a hospital. And because of my high-risk status, I just assumed it was for me. I said, so I need to pack a bag. And she says, no, it's your wife. It's not you.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that was like for you to hear that she was going to be going to a hospital and that you would be separated?
I never really feared the worst. I didn't think, oh, her life's in danger or whatever like that. You know, she's got the virus. It'll run its course. She'll be fine. They caught it early. She'll be okay. But how long is that going to take? And so a lot of uncertainty entered my mind then, a lot of confusion. A couple days later, we got the word that the State Department was evacuating everyone, and we wrestled with the idea, well, what do? I should stay here with my wife, shouldn't I? I can't go home. And we finally decided, and she actually insisted that, hey, go home, get back to the States if you can. And even if you stay, you're not going to be able to be with me because I'm isolated. So that's what I did. I joined the group and flew home, and that's where I am now, is at Travis Air Force Base in California, and she's still in the hospital in Japan.
What's it like at the Air Force Base?
It's really nice, actually. They've just bent over backwards and make us feel welcome and comfortable. And the housing is an extended stay hotel, definitely more spacious than a cruise cabin.
How have you felt about the quality of care that she has received and that you have received?
Her care has been challenging, not for lack of good care. It's just the language barrier. She's in a place where no one speaks any English. They have to communicate through Translate on the iPad. That's how they talk to each other. And she's had no Wi-Fi, no television, and just really bored out of her mind, although they did remedy that yesterday, so she's happier now. But they've been very kind to her and taken really good care of her. And I've really not got any treatment per se. They just watch my temperature, and as long as my temperature's fine, they don't really do anything. As of now, they just check it twice a day and leave me to myself.
What are you most looking forward to once you're out of quarantine and your wife, Jerry, is back home?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is go on a mountain bike ride, and then we're going to have some Mexican food.
Mark Jorgensen from St. George. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, and best wishes to you and your wife, and stay healthy and safe.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.